Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for your great love that's called us out of darkness. And we've responded to your call and we've called on you and you've taken us out of the kingdom of darkness and the mire. And you've put us on the rock in Jesus, with Jesus, in the kingdom to daily partake of your thoughts and intents. Thank you, Lord, for the word that's implanted in our heart, seed that is there to bring about your purpose, your kingdom, your plan. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 11 from 17 to 19. In the following directives, I have no praise for you. For your meetings do more harm than good. In the first place, I hear that when you come together as a church, there are divisions among you, and to some extent I believe it. No doubt, there have to be differences among you to show which of you have God's approval.
Yeah. So it's sad, yeah, you see, Sinat, there, when they come together, there's divisions. Where the Bible, actually the word encourages us when we come together, that the one have a psalm and another one a word. So each one should be in relationship, in fellowship with their God already. And then the meetings is just the extension where you can take that light and that love that has been birthed in you and share it. And this is why it's so important. I just think of Psalm 40. It's so beautiful. It talks there about us calling on the Lord and then he saves us and then we on the rock, in the kingdom, in tune with the Lord. And there he says it's a place of where he's opened our ears now to hear him, to declare, to sing his praises. Again, this is exactly the same as Psalm. Okay, that's not exactly the same. That's portraying the whole picture there you've got from verses 1 to 11 of this beautiful walk and going on this highway of holiness and growing. But Isaiah 50 from verse 4 speaks about morning by morning he wakens our ear. And this is the necessity of developing on schedule. It's so important. And then you won't have these divisions and this jealousy and this anger and this strife. What is this? These are all the things that keep us short of the glory. This is a carnal man. The carnality is still coming forth, even in so-called believers. So it's so important that we don't just be so-called believers. We need to be believers, taking the beauty of having new hearts now, being circumcised in our heart to serve the living God. And then serve the living God and hear from him with ears that are now open, spiritual ears open. And then, like Isaiah 50 goes on, so he gives us in Afrikaans it says, a geoefende tong. Morning by morning he wakens us so that we can hear and we can have instructed tongues. And this instructed tongues is again talking like James chapter 3. About your tongue is your rudder, so you have your rudders in tune with the Lord for this day and for every day. So that's the proper way, and that is why we're gathering together. It's going to go on. It's actually going on about this subject. So there's carnal things, selfish things, unspiritual things coming up in the meetings, division, group, but also there's those that are approved. And who are the ones that approved? Those who are keeping to their Lord. They are staying tapped in. They are staying tuned in. And therefore, they have got something of worth to bring. And that's why also in James chapter 1 from verse 17, you have the wonderful picture there of God encouraging us that the good gifts come from being quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Why? So that we can receive the implanted word. You're listening with one ear to what's going on in the meetings, but your other ear is listening to the Lord because it's the implanted word, that Christ in you, the expectation of glory, that is there to be released. And that's who you really are. Christ is your life. So you are always staying in tune. Not always. We also can fall into carnality, fall into anger at times. But it's always to come back. To know peace must be the big thing. It must be more important than winning arguments or having a lot to say. Yeah, it's about peace is the kingdom principles. It's because the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. So you want the right stuff so that you can have peace and that you can have the right joy. The joy is your salvation. The joy is God's plan for your life. So be encouraged. God loves you. And even if you have slipped a bit into carnality, just come back. It's like Peter that turned his eyes off the Lord and he started thinking and he just called out on the Lord. And there we go into Psalm 40. Yeah, that's it. Hey, we called on the Lord. We're on the rock. We're declaring. We're standing and we're shining and we're singing a new song. So be blessed to know God has called you to be a light here today in your workplace, in your home, and in your fellowship. You go to bring light. And so when you go there and sit and hear what's going on, but hear what the Spirit of God is saying, and then like Elio, you can speak when you know the Spirit of God is upon you, He's anointed you to share this beautiful gospel, this good news, and then speak and bring light into the situation as you tap into your Lord and flow together with Him. So arise and shine, because the Lord is with you, and the glory, the splendor is available for the spiritual to arise and shine. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.